This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The world's largest firefighting aircraft has been grounded as states prepare for a busy year of wildfires. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The global supertanker is based in Colorado Springs. The Boeing 747 can carry enough water or fire retardant to fill an average swimming pool. That's almost twice the capacity of any other firefighting plane. While it's been put to work in Israel and Mexico, the aircraft wasn't called on to help during Colorado's record 2020 fire season. Now it's clear the supertanker won't be going anywhere, at least for a while. In a statement, the investor group behind the plane says it can't be profitable due to the economics of recent upgrades and federal contracts. Now it's looking to sell the aircraft. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado school districts would be required to strengthen the way they deal with bullying in schools under a bill in the legislature. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Districts would have to follow certain procedures for investigating reports of bullying. Students and parents testified this week that school officials often brush reports of bullying off as conflict and don't act. Advocates say that has contributed to students taking their own lives. Lily Osborne said years of bullying led her to self-harm, something she still struggles with.
It shouldn't take suicides. It shouldn't take mental illness. It shouldn't take shootings like Columbine to realize that bullying is such a big problem.
If the bill passes, schools would have to report bullying incidents as a separate category to the state. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Rockies general manager Jeff Bredich, who traded fan favorite Nolan Arenado, is stepping down. The Rockies will name an interim general manager for the rest of the season. Coming up, gas furnaces are standard in mountain towns, but a team of students says that they've built the future, and it's electric.
Our clients, they don't have gas. They have an electric bill that practically pays for itself, and then all they really have to worry about is their water bill.
An award-winning, climate-minded home in the icebox of the nation. We'll have that story for you in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. There is a red flag warning until 8 o'clock tonight for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Pueblo has 84 degrees, Denver 78. This is CPR News.